Joining us in the studio on Static this evening, it is always a pleasure and never a chore to see Andrew Weatherall. Welcome back to Sydney.
God bless you, sir. Thank you very much.
So great to see you. And
Thank
here you,
you
are, Andrew, after years of chipping away at our venues, you know, playing in Sydney's historical parks. Finally, they're letting you into the Opera House this time.
Yeah, she's a fickle mistress, is show business. You get there in the end if you put the graft in. And now that I'm a heritage brand, obviously, that opens far more doors. I'm getting props for actually still being alive, which is nice.
You get to put that at the top of the CV, do you, for years to come?
What, still alive? Yeah, still alive. Yeah, my agent and my manager are still answering the phone, so I assume I'm still in business.
I want you to know, though, that you know, just because you're playing at the Opera House doesn't mean you have to be any more reverential than you ever would be. I hope it's a window to be more naughty.
No, I wouldn't be churlish. You know, when I'm a guest in people's countries, I try and abide by the laws, even if the smoking ones are a bit foolish. I was outside the hotel where I was staying and I was moved on because I couldn't smoke outside the hotel. But then when I got in my room, I opened the window and there's a smoking lounge underneath my window. So I don't mind abiding by the laws, but they just seem a little bit arbitrary here.
Well, you can probably feel the pain of promoters and laws a bit more these days as well, because since you were last on our show, you've had a couple more years of curating your own festival, Convenanza. Now, this has been going for a few years.
Yeah, we're sort of fourth year, I think, now. But that's not... I mean, I curate it. A lot of the work is done. I feel like a bit of a goal hanger. You know, I just kind of turn up on the weekend and take the glory. I have a great team based in Carcassonne, which is where we do the festival. And they do all the paperwork, you know, because I'm sure you're the same. We didn't get into rock and roll to be doing
other people's
no
visas.
Paperwork, my friends, you know. So I've got a great team, great production team that kind of allow me to just kind of pick who I want, and then I leave it all to them.
But that almost outdoes the Opera House. It was in a medieval castle at one point in Western France, and now you're... By the Mediterranean?
Well, no, it is. It's in Carcassonne, which is a medieval walled city. I mean, the original castle, I think, was built in like the 12th century. And then various sieges. Don't get me started on the Catholics and their attitude towards the Cathars and the alleged heresy. But anyway, that's for another show. That area is very synonymous with the Cathars, who are a heretic sect. A very tolerant, you know, women were treated equally. You know, Muslims, Jewish people lived in the same cities, which is obviously a red rag to the Catholic Church at the time.
So did you deliberately choose this location? Like, was following
no,
in the footsteps of heretics
part of the selling point for you?
Yeah,
I think it chose me. You know, yeah. I don't, you know, there is a great energy about those places, and that's the kind of reason, part of the reason why I was allowed to do the party there. Because I wasn't just some monkey that thought, oh, this would be a great place to get wasted and do a party. They knew that I knew about the history of the area and that I would have a respect for it. You know, they very much checked me out, the authorities, and realised that that if they were going to give it to anyone, they should give it to me.
And what's curating a festival taught you in terms of what you can and can't get away with, Andrew?
Well, it's taught me that provincial French politics... It's a dark and murky world.
Really?
Okay. Well, we had to move it. This year it was in Sète, and in an equally lovely city. Thank you, the people of Sète, in an amphitheatre. What had happened is it's kind of internal jealousy. Someone that was involved with the arts side of the castle, you know, was putting on prestigious gigs, you know, Elton John and high-end, you know, stuff, and was getting no attention. Us monkeys turn up, and every newspaper in France wants to know about it. So it put somebody's nose out of joint, who then threw up obstacles for us. But we've circumvented that now, and hopefully, we are back there, and hopefully we'll continue back there. But I didn't get involved too much in the paperwork. You know, I've curated stuff, and what it's taught me is I can just kind of write a wish list.
Yeah.
And other people will fulfil my wishes for me. You know.
So that's worked out. Everyone you've sort of asked has been respectful and excited. And
apart from one person.
Come on, let's name and shame.
No, it would be childish. It would be childish to name the person. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Maybe Elton will turn up next year instead if he can't get a booking down the road.
He stopped answering my calls years ago, dear boy.
You've been busy as well. I mean, apart from doing the festival, Andrew Weatherall albums are kind of like buses. You wait years for them to come along, and then two have come along in the space of a little over 12 months.
Quantity, not quality.
Qualia, not quantity, isn't it?
No, because the last year or so, I've just been really, I don't know, I've just been enjoying, I've always enjoyed music and making music and playing it, but the last two or three years, I've enjoyed it more than I've ever enjoyed it. I think because I'm a little bit more confident now, and I know what I'm doing now.
Finally.
Finally. Well, that's it. I feel, you know, there was about three or four years ago, it kind of kicked in and I was finding it very easy to do stuff and I was doing stuff very quickly. And being a person racked with self-doubt, I started questioning myself, well, this can't be very good if it's only taken me, you know, a matter of days. But then it dawned on me, well, no, it hasn't taken me a matter, it's taken me 30 years and X amount of hours or days. You know, if you're a master joiner or a master craftsman, and you knock out a beautiful cabinet or a beautiful bit of joinery, you don't go, well, that's rubbish, it only took me a day. Well, no, it didn't, because you learnt your trade. I've treated what I do very much as a job and not a career. I think that's helped and hindered. You know, in one respect, it's meant I've done really good work. And on the other hand, I'm a 54-year-old man living in rented accommodation. So swings and roundabouts. You know?
Well, both those albums have been very different beasts as well. Because Convenanza was the record that showcased your vocals.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, I've done vocals before with Two Lone Swordsmen many years ago. I just fancied doing it again. But I don't know. I never have a... I'm lucky enough to have a studio and I just like making stuff. So with the Hogan Ord album, I kind of got on a roll over a month or two, and when it was coming together, I didn't know where it was going to end up or it was going to be an album. I never get in on a Monday and go, right, day one of the album, because that's just too daunting. That's just, okay. Here's a massive blank canvas and some paints. What are you going to do? You don't know. But because I record every day, week in, week out, and then things kind of organically come together, and those tracks were being made, and about sort of three quarters of the way through making what became the album, I just thought, subconsciously, this sounds like an album that should be on Hogan Ord. I mean, I love that. I love
this
that label.
This is this year's Qualia album.
Yeah. And then you kind of go in a little bit of a direction. Once you've got about four or five tracks, you then start moulding it in a certain direction.
You just paint the corners and the corners, do you, when you're done?
That's, like doing a jigsaw puzzle. You know, do all the outside bits and then filling it in is relatively easy. I just like making stuff. And then you kind of, you know, I've got, last year I recorded 50 or 60 tracks. And then you go back through and kind of think, well, those work together, and then before you know it, you've got an album.
Yeah, because the Qualia record has a bit more of a post-punk, not about it. Selling the Shadow has some blazing sort of Geruti Column style guitar work.
See, that's the whole part. What Qualia is, it's the concept of subjective experience. And that's what I love about that record. I read a review recently that said it was very 80s. Don't get that. But anyway, that's their subjective view. You've thrown in Geruti Column. I've had Fad Gadget. That's the whole point of the record. It is to trigger your memory, not give you the entire thing, not be a pastiche, or try and copy. But it's my subconscious, my objective view on my experiences, and then it transfers to you. But then how it differs, you know, my experience, you know, as basic as something as the colour green, you know what I mean? You know, if I see something green, what that triggers off in my mind as opposed to what it might trigger off in your mind. And that's exactly, you know, you coming up with saying, oh, the Geruti Column, well, that's what it's triggered in you. Your objective.
You must go through phases as well of sounding more like Andrew Weatherall than you do at other times in your career.
I couldn't possibly say that's down for you. Although I work across a lot of different styles and I sound on first listening very different, I think there are certain, they all have a certain quality, I think, whether it's Two Lone Swordsman's minimal electro or something that's post-punk or something that's straight up techno or electro. I like certain structures which I've learned from the dance floor and from listening to music for 40 odd years. There's certain sounds I like, there's certain way that the drum and the bass should interact, whether that's a live drum and a live bass or a drum machine and an analogue base.
Well, apart from making your own records, you still can't help yourself, Andrew, remixing Australians left, right and centre, because every time we see you, you've had a hand in more people's records, like you did a Heart People one, you've done some more Jaguar Ma,
you did Confidence Man.
Now, is that just complete synchronicity that you had a song on your album last year called The Confidence Man?
That's the thing. It's kind of nice how it all falls, you know, when the stars align, because it's my old friend and ex-manager Jeff Barrett. You know, he said, I've got this great band called Confidence Man. He played me that Bubblegum track and it just blew me away. I thought it was fantastic. And he asked me to remix it. Jaguar Ma, I share a studio with Jono.
He was very excited telling me when you were moving in together.
Yeah. So I don't know. Perhaps I'm just drawn to centres of energy that I like. I mean, I love coming here. I always have a good time. The people are very nice. There's a genuine, you know, when people say have a nice day, you know, people say that to you in America, but here you get, I don't know, maybe being naive, but I get the sense that people actually mean it.
We always mean it. And it's always great to have you at Australia as well.
Thank
especially
you very much.
To have you at the Opera House and then onwards to the...
Who'd have thunk it, eh?
Well, onwards to the Buschdorf at Subsonic tomorrow
all right,
as well.
Yeah, so. Cool. Yeah. But that's the interesting thing. That's why I've loved this job for the last 30 years and why... I remain pretty grounded because, yes, I can sell out the Sydney Opera House, but then I could go back home or I could go somewhere and there'll be 10 people and that includes the bar staff, you know, so.
Well, I'm glad we can fill some iconic venues for you this time
around.
Yes,
thank you.
We'll see you again at some point and hear some more remixes.
Brilliant.
And I guess albums over the years.
There should be a Woodley Research Facility next year and who can tell, probably a rake of... You know, there'll probably be the Andrew Weatherall Remixes Australia compilation package.
10 disc set. For now, we'll have a listen to Selling the Shadow.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. We'll see you again.
Thank you for having me. Bye.